now call this special council meeting of the town of Amherstburg to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest or general natures thereof? Seeing none, we'll move on to the presentation by administration.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of council. The purpose of this public meeting is to consider an application for zoning bylaw amendment under Section 34 of the Planning Act from Drew Coulson. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are legally described as part of Lot 1, Plan 156, and Part 1 on Plan 12R25910. The property is a recently severed residential building lot on Friar Street with 60 feet of frontage, a depth of 158 feet, and an area of 9,500 square feet. The lot is located just south of 131 Friar Street. And you'll see that on the map that I've indicated here. 131 Friar is the large lot to the north. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning for the subject lands from residential first density zone to residential third density zone. The effect of the zoning bylaw is to allow construction of a semi-detached dwelling on the subject property. The R3 zone requirements will be adhered to with the proposed lot frontage and lot area. The application is consistent with the provincial policy statement, specifically Section 1, which states efficient land use and development patterns support sustainability by promoting strong, livable, healthy, and resilient communities, protecting the environment and public health and safety, and facilitating economic growth. Further, Section 1.1.1 of the provincial policy statement advises that healthy, livable, and safe communities are sustained by promoting efficient development and land use patterns and accommodating an appropriate range and mix of residential and other uses. The proposed semi-detached dwelling on the property would meet the intent of the PPS, also by providing an alternate form of residential dwelling type from single detached dwellings. The subject lands are designated low-density residential in the town of Amherstburg official plan. The low-density residential policies allow for semi-detached dwellings as a form of housing type in this area. The application is in conformity with the town of Amherstburg's official plan, specifically section 4.2.2, which encourages the development of a greater variety of housing types. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment was published and circulated to the required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act. IRCA provided correspondence which stated that the subject lands are not regulated under Section 28 of the Conservation Authorities Act and that they have no objection to the application. No other comments were received from any other departments or from the public. The Planning Department did not receive any public comments on this. It is recommended in closing that this report be received, that the application from Drew Coulson for the zoning bylaw amendment be approved, and that pending council consideration of comments received at this public meeting, the zoning bylaw amendment 2015-31 be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting.
Thank you. Councillor Levine.
I'll move that the report be received, the application be approved, and pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting, zoning bylaw 2015-31 be considered at the regular council meeting following the public meeting.
I think we're a bit premature on that. We still have to do public input.
Oh, here?
Yeah. And first presentation by the applicant, if there is any. No? Okay. Is there anyone from the public who would like to provide any input on the rezoning? Yes, sir?
I'd just like to ask a couple questions about what's going to be.
Could I get your name and address?
Tony Jaber. I live at 417 Anlet. And this property, both lots back onto my side yard. So I'm the first house on Hamlet. I just want to know what he's going to be building there. Is as far as it gonna be a two story, is it gonna be a side by side, is it gonna be single family dwellings? Just I just wanna know what I'm gonna have in my side yard, how close it's gonna be to the fence. I mean, I got a, you know, $25,000 pool, and if he builds a two or three story, and I mean, I just wanna, I don't have a problem with it, because when they severed the lot, the land don't make a big deal like that. I just wanna know what's gonna be on there. Is there gonna be single dwellings? What's a, I mean, I'm not gonna put a value on nothing like that. I just wanna know where we stand, and like, what is going with the trees, or how far it's gonna be from the road. Is there any kind of, I mean, if I had a picture and I knew exactly, or if I talked to him and I knew what he was doing, you know, that's all I'm concerned about. Because I mean, I didn't have a problem when they severed the lot. That was no big deal. It's good. Things are happening, and we just, as a family, we just want to know what's going to be, what's taking place there. Is he renting? Is he going to sell them? Is, I mean, that's just things to look at. That's all I'm interested in.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, thank you. When Mr. Coulson applied for the zoning bylaw amendment to allow for the construction of a semi-detached rather than a single, he didn't ask for any special relief from any other sections of the R3 zone. The R3 zone requires a rear yard setback of 7.5 meters, which is about 25 feet. And the gentleman that just spoke a minute ago advises that he lives, I believe, at 417 Hamlin. Is that correct? And so, therefore, Mr. Coulson, unless he applied for further relief under the Planning Act, which he's not asked for, would be required to have a rear yard setback of 7.5 meters, where I've got the cursor shown on the air photo right now of about 25 feet rear yard setback.
Councilor Pooja.
Thank you, Mayor DiCarlo. Through you to Antoinetta, I believe that Mr. Jaber had more concerns than just the backyard setback. I think he was concerned about the trees, the number of people that would be living in this, if it was going to be a two-story or just a side by side.
Mr. Coulson, yeah?
I figure I might as well address it. Our intention is to do a single floor ranch, pretty much staple, kind of like the towns were developing a Riverfront Park. We'll probably be more than enough away from our setback. We're going to obviously keep the property closer to Friday Street, so the property in the back will be bigger. But there'll be single floors, and our intention is to keep the trees as much as possible. And yeah, to sell them, not rent them. The intention is to be mainly full brick, and within the price point of the community. I mean, more, if not better.
Thank you. Is there any other further questions from the public? All right, seeing none, I believe that covers a response from the applicant as well. Let's see, council discussion. Is there any discussion? Okay, and I believe we can make the motion. It was made by Councilor Levine, seconded by Councilor Fryer. All those in favor? Carried. Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Please.
We need to move on a second.
For adjournment.
Yeah.
So, Councilor Fryer, Councilor Pooja.
Thank you.
And all those in favor? Carried. Thank you. We are adjourned.